Hey guys, welcome back to another amazing episode of the Take a Break Girl podcast. It is me, Regina B, your favorite life coach, and I am the host of this podcast, the Take a Break Girl podcast. So how have you guys been? How's everything going? Today, I'm just going to kind of jump right on in. My gardener is here, so please excuse me if you hear the background noise of my gardener. Like, I don't get it. He seems to always come on the days that I need to record. So either I probably need to just change the days that I record. Okay, so let's go ahead and get on into this. Welcome back. I just want to thank you guys up front. Let me go ahead and get this out of the way as usual. Thank you guys for being a true supporter of the Take a Break Girl podcast. I really do appreciate everyone who has subscribed, everyone who is following, everyone that has shared this podcast. It really encourages me to keep going. And I also am creating a lifestyle that I know that I deserve. So that's what this podcast is about. That's what this series has been about. And so I just want to jump right on in and get to it. Okay, so thank you guys very much. All right, today's episode is, as you guys already know, I'm always excited about doing these episodes. We are doing a 7-part series on achieving and believing, unlocking the life that you definitely do deserve. It's a 7-part series. Today we are on episode 3. If you have not heard the prior 2 episodes, I encourage you to go back and listen to those episodes. Episode 1 is about the power of belief. We have to truly start believing that we can have this lifestyle and know that we can have this lifestyle. And number 2, episode 2 was about self-discovery and setting the vision for what it is that you see. Okay, because that's really big. You got to do that self-discovery. You got to do that internal work. And then you have to start visualizing and seeing it, okay? So today's episode 3, is about overcoming your self-doubt. Now that's a big one, right? If you see me looking off or you hear me ruffling some pages, it's because I'm going through my notes, all right? But I want to talk about that self-doubt because that is really big. It's prevalent in when we are on this journey and we're thinking, can I really make it? I mean, I myself have self-doubt often, and I myself have to encourage myself to remove that self-doubt and to talk positive to myself, speak positively to myself, and just know that I can really have what it is that I do desire in my life. Okay, so what is self-doubt? It's really not having the faith, really not believing, really not sure if you can have this life that you desire, right? That's why it's important to go back and listen to the other episodes about the power of belief. Because once you have the power of belief, then you will, the self-doubt, it goes away. It really kind of just goes away. All right. So make sure you guys have your journals because, as usual, there's notes. You guys need to be taking notes. I hope you're grabbing your journals, and I hope you guys have journals where you're just writing and really just taking note of where you're at through this discovery of getting this life, of achieving and believing that you can have this life. When you look back after this series, there may be some things where you're like, wow, that really changed in my life. All right. So that's why I always encourage you guys to journal and to have the journals when you are listening to this podcast so that you can take notes and just be really engaged. Okay. So let's go on back. What is self-doubt? I mean, what is the real meaning of self-doubt? Okay. Self-doubt is a feeling of doubt or uncertainty about one's abilities, your actions, or your decisions. Like I said earlier, it's lack of faith in yourself. It does affect your thoughts, your beliefs, your emotions, how you view yourself, what you see in your life. I mean, I can go on and on and on about what self-doubt creates for you. Self-doubt can give you anxiety. Self-doubt can make you ill. Self-doubt can cause you stress, especially when you're searching for something or when you're trying to really get this life that you know that you deserve. When you're going on this journey, that's what self-doubt can do, okay? So I want you to write out that definition. Know what that means for you. How does it feel for you? Do you think that self-doubt is something that you can control? I do. Once that moment of doubt drips into your mind, that's when you have the ability to change the thought process. So for me, everyone knows I always talk about it. I'm not only a life coach, but I also do crafting. And sometimes when I craft, I have that doubt of, will this item really sell? Will I be able to get this item off? That's the lack, right? That's the not having faith in my craft and what I do. It affects my emotions. It makes me feel some sort of way. It makes me feel like, girl, just put that down. That probably ain't gonna sell. That's what self-doubt does. So do you have the ability to change that? Yes, you do. By saying, you know what? I'm still gonna create it. I'm still gonna go ahead and put my love and attention into this. I know that it's gonna sell and may take a little bit longer, but eventually somebody's gonna say, hey, can I get that? How much does that item cost? Right? Okay. The self-doubt will block that. The self-doubt will have people not believe in you. Okay? If you keep doubting yourself, people are going to take you as a joke. Let's not talk about the folks that are in your life, the family members, the close people, the close friends. Those people already should be viewed in a way of which, like, they're already there for you, right? They're kind of already there for you. They know you. But we're talking about the people who are outside of that, the people that you are trying to attract towards you, maybe the people that you want to be in your life, the people that you want to mingle with, the people that you want to travel with. If you show self-doubt, those people are going to doubt you as well. You're going to doubt the life that you deserve. You're not going to go for it. You're not going to get it. Because you're allowing that self-doubt to control you. So you definitely have control over that. Okay? I just kind of wanted to just drive that home with you guys, because it really is a big deal. And you have to really believe. You have to really do the self-discovery. And you have to really let go and start learning how to let go of the self-doubt. Okay. Watch who you're around. Watch the crowd of people you're around. Be conscious of that. Stay away from those who have no vision. If you're telling your vision to someone and they're kind of like, I don't think you can do that. I don't know about that, girl. Yeah, stop telling your vision to those people. Okay? That causes self-doubt. Okay? Get into bigger rooms where you're inspired. Get into rooms where you're not the smartest person in the room. And that's okay, because we grow. Right? We grow from where we used to be, or you should be growing. Okay? I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying, if you don't do these things, or if you do these things, it can or cannot continue to create self-doubt in your mind. So yes, have I gotten away from negative people? Absolutely. Do I listen to people who tell me you can't do that, or your crafting is not good enough? we no longer like communicate. I am talking to people who say, hey, yes, you can do this. Okay, let me get into this room so I can learn how to be a better speaker. Let me go ahead and take this class so I can learn how to be a better host for my podcast. Let me go ahead and get another certification because now I'm a life coach, right? I do meditations. There's several things that I've grown from and I've had to get out of the rooms that I was in. Because yes, at some point I started becoming the smartest person in the room. And by no means am I saying that disrespectfully. It's just facts. Okay? So let's go ahead. Let me give you some strategies on overcoming your self-doubt. Get that pen. Go get that pen. Because you're going to need these strategies. These strategies These strategies are going to be the key for you to overcome self-doubt. And for you to visualize, know, and see and believe that yes, I can have this life. I absolutely can have this life. All right, number one. First of all, I want you to practice self-compassion. All right? Give yourself some grace through this process. This process is not easy. This process feels lonely. This process can become stressful. This process can become overwhelming. This process can make you feel like, is it something that I can really do? That's self-doubt, right? So give yourself some grace. Grace goes a long way. Show yourself some compassion. Number two, set achievable goals. Okay, I've talked about this before. Set goals that are attainable. Set goals that you know that you can get to. Okay, some of us bust out the box and they say, okay, you know what? Boom, I'm gonna be a millionaire in like 2 years. Yeah, no. No, let's scale that down. Let's be real about where we're at in our life. And that can be a goal. That can be what you may be striving for, right? A lot of us want to be millionaires, right? They say it's the easiest thing to do now is to become a millionaire. So let's say that's what your goal is in your life. Okay, so be strategic about it. First of all, know how much money you have to make to become a millionaire. Okay, if you're an entrepreneur, how many items do I have to sell to become a millionaire? How long will I have to do this for? How long do I have to market? Who is my, it's a whole lot that goes into that, right? Let's break it down smaller. You want to do a healthier lifestyle, all right? You want to work your way up to 10,000 steps a day. Okay. In 30 days, I'm going to be walking 10,000 steps a day, guaranteed. Why? Because I'm going to break those steps down. If I start with 15 minutes in the first 3 days, I will. Then I'll start with 30 minutes and out for the rest of the week. And then the following week, I'm not only going to do 30 minutes, but I'm going to push myself. And by the end of next week, I'm going to be up to an hour. So it's about how you choose to break it down. Okay? Stay committed. Stay consistent. That's big. Because you got to stay consistent and committed. And you have to keep yourself to your own word when you set your goals. Okay? Number three. Become aware of when you are having negative self-talk. Be conscious of that. Be fully aware of when you are having negative self-talk. Challenge yourself during that time. Speak life. When you recognize that negative self-talk is happening, speak out loud a positive statement to counteract the negative thought, to take away the self-doubt. I don't think I can do this. That's the thought you had in your head, right? So out loud, you're going to say, you know what? I'm going to accomplish this task and I'm going to get this done today, even if it takes me a little bit longer. That's when you speak that out of your mind. You get rid of that self-doubt. You start pouring in that belief. Okay? That's what's happening. Write a positive thought. And read that positive thought several times a day. This right here will change the dynamics. When you start doing things like this, you will become more aware of when you are in self-doubt mode. Okay? Number four, seek out a mentor or even have an accountability partner. Someone who will challenge you during those times when you are having self-doubt. Someone who will encourage you when you need it the most. I have a really good sister friend. We speak often, like very often, okay? And we just kind of let each other know where we're at, what we're doing. She's got her own business. I've got my own business. We're friends, but there's times when we connect and, you know, she talks about what's going on or where she's got, what she's got to do. You know, she'll tell me, I need you to hold me accountable, friend. I need you to call me and check and make sure I did this. And I do the same for her. And she does that. Find you a business bestie, okay? Find you someone, if you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, find you a business bestie. Find you a mentor. If you're just a regular person and you're like, look, I don't do all of that, that's fine. And you just want to be better in your life, find mentors. Find people who will support you in the process of you becoming a better you. Okay? And just for the record, switch your mindset to a growth mindset. That's big. Once you change your mindset to a growth mindset, that doubt has a big hurdle to jump over to get into your system. Okay? So develop a mindset of growth. So now that we've done the strategies, you've gotten a few strategies under your belt, you should know when you're encountering self-doubt. Begin to practice these strategies. Become very aware of where you're at, what mode you're in, what mindset you're in. Become very aware. It's part of the process of getting to the life that you deserve. It's part of the self-discovery. It's part of the vision. It's part of the belief. Those are the episodes you need to go back and catch up on. Okay? I do these things myself. I practice these things myself. I genuinely do. It helps me with self-doubt. All right? I once heard someone say that you should treat self-doubt like a pebble in your shoe. Shake it out and keep moving. The goal is still there. The goal is not going anywhere. The goal is creating the life that you deserve, right? That's the goal. So it's there. The self-doubt is the pebble. It's in your shoe. You're walking on it. We all do it. We kick off our shoe and we shake it out and we put our shoes on and say, girl, let's keep walking. So treat that self-doubt just the same way, like a pebble in your shoe. Okay? That's it. That's all I got for you guys today. I thank you guys. I thank you for listening. I hope this podcast helped someone. I hope it resonated with someone. Let me know. Let me know. I'm coming out with an ebook to help guide us through this thing called getting to the life that we deserve. I'm going to create an ebook. I believe that we all should have the life that we think of, that we dream of, that we desire, that we really want. A couple of weeks ago, I sat back and I said, you know what? Where I'm at right now in my life is I'm comfortable with it. But I'm not comfortable enough to stay here because, of course, I want to keep growing and get more and see more and do more. But at that moment, I was like, you know, you're here. You've asked for this part of your life before, and it's here. And so now what I'm asking for, I know and believe that it will appear. And it's the same for you. It's the same for you. If you have a vision of how you see your life, you can have that life. Your vision, my vision, your friend's vision, everybody's vision is different. But whatever your vision is, I want you to believe it. I want you to do the self-discovery. I want you to set the goals. I want you to set the vision for the goals. And I want you to stop the self-doubt. Okay? That's it. Let me know in the comments, guys. Let me know. Let me know what more you want to hear from me. We're not done. We still got 4 more episodes of the 7-part series of Achieving and Believing, Unlocking the Life That You Deserve. So I will see you guys next time. Make sure you continue to follow me. Make sure you share this podcast with a friend. Make sure you definitely just keep going and growing. You deserve it. You definitely deserve it. Share this with your accountability partner. Say, girl, have you heard the Take a Break Girl podcast? You need to go listen to that. Share with your husband. Men need to hear these kind of things too. Okay? My husband shares it with his friends. Now, if they listen, I don't know. But what I do know is that the word needs to be out there, and we need to be encouraged, and we do need to know that we can have it, because you can. All right? Send me an email. Drop me a comment. You guys know you can always find me on social media. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. You know where I'm at. Thinking about doing some one-on-ones. Let me know what you guys need. Tell me what you need from me. Okay, we're going to get this life, and we're going to get it. We're going to get it together. The ebook is dropping. It's going to drop very soon here. So I'm very excited about what's to come. Been doing a lot of work on the back end, but like I said, I suffer from self-doubt sometimes too, but that's okay, because I also have to take the pebble out of my shoe, shake it off, and keep going. All right, sis, that's it. Always remember to take a break, girl. Talk to y'all later. Bye.